USA Radio News.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of potential violence by domestic violent extremists across the country in wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. According to a memo, DHS said they based their conclusion on the increased violence that followed political leaking a draft of the abortion ruling in May. A protest has already turned violent in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. A truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during a demonstration against the Supreme Court's reversal. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. Cedar Rapids police are currently investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Lawmakers release pages from Brian Laundrie's notebook.
Part of Brian Laundrie's notebook, including his confession to murdering his fiancée, Gabby Petito, has been revealed. Laundrie writes he thought he was being merciful and described the killing as taking away Petito's pain. Her parents are suing the Laundries, claiming they knew their son had killed Petito before her body was found. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hackers have stolen the equivalent of $100 million from a California-based cryptocurrency firm in the latest money hack in the digital currency industry. The victimized firm, Harmony, joins a long list of cryptocurrency firms that have been attacked by hackers for many millions of dollars at a time. It is unclear who the culprit was. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The FBI raided a Florida art museum and seized more than 24 paintings attributed to artist Jean Michel Baptiste following questions about their authenticity. Federal art crimes investigators who have been looking into 25 paintings since shortly after their discovery in 2012, according to a search warrant. The controversy gained more attention shortly after the Orlando Museum of Art exhibit opened in February. The museum was the first institution to display pieces said to have been found in an old storage locker years after Baptiste's 1988 death. No one from the museum staff had been arrested and no criminal charges had been filed. A suspected mine was removed from a Florida beach, according to police. The old military ordnance was discovered on an unnamed portion of the beach. According to the Museum of Florida History, in the 1940s, Indian River County was used as a Marine Air Squadron base and a training ground for naval and marine aviators. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.